Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Erechin Daf Yud Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur will begin 8 lines from the top of Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara opens up with a quote from the Mishnah that was found on Daf Yud, in which we saw 3 opinions as to who the Chalil players were. The Mishnah mentioned that on a few days during the year, there was the playing of the Chalil, the name of a type of wind instrument, that took place while the korbanos, while the sacrifices were being offered. Regarding those 3 opinions, the Gemara here will be expounding upon. Before we go into the Gemara, let us glance at the outside margin under our Nosei heading. You'll notice a crown form with a Roman numeral number 1 and 2. If you look in the Gemara itself, you will notice the Roman numerals appearing in a crown form to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text between the Gemara and the Tosfos. We have written under our Nosei our topic heading, Shlavim. These are stages, Lahasbir Machloikis HaTanoim, to explain the controversy of the Tanoim in our Mishnah on Daf Yud, Beinyan Zehut HaMinagnim BeBeis HaMikdash, regarding the identity of the players, the instrumentalists in the Beis HaMikdash. Two options of analysis appear in the Gemara. The first is an issue concerning Iker Shira BePeh, or BeKli. We know that accompanying the sacrificial process, there is song, vocalists and or instrumentalists. The question here is, what is the primary form of Shira? Is it the vocalist or the instrumentalist? Another issue or another method of analysis that will arise in the Gemara is an issue of Ma'alin or Lo Ma'alin Miduchan, Leyuchasin or Lemaisris. Ma'alin has to do with coming to a positive conclusion regarding the person found on the platform that was involved in the Shira, regarding his family status, his status of purity, which we call Leyuchasin, that has bearings on who can marry and who cannot marry into these families. And the second issue is to come to conclusions regarding the giving of Maisris, the Maiser tithe, to the people that you see on the platform. Let us now go into the Gemara. After the Dibur Maslo says, V'avdei Kohanim Hoyu, it says in our Mishnah, the first of the opinions were that they were slaves that were owned by Kohanim, that were playing the Chalil. And there were 2 additional opinions, as the Mishnah presents on Daf Yud. So the question right now is, Lema Bahal Kamiflegi? Maybe the point of controversy is as follows. Deman di Omar avodim hoyu, that the instrumentalists were slaves. Kosovar, he is of the opinion, Iker shiro bepeh, ukli livsume kolo ba'almo, that the primary form of shira of song were the vocalists, and the instrumentalists, the kli, were just to sweeten, livsume is to sweeten the vocal choir. Therefore, if the kli is tangential, so it is it's not significant that the instrumentalists themselves be people of pure family origin. And as a result, they could even be slaves. Slaves being considered a outside the system type status. Uman di Omar Leviim Hayu, the opinion that said in the Mishnah that the instrumentalists were Leviim, Kosovar, he is of the opinion, Iker Shira B'Kli, that the primary form of music were in fact the instrumentalists. So being that that's the primary form of Shira, you need to have people that are let's say, genealogically qualified for that, and that would be the Leviim. The Gemara asks, so good, we presented an explanation of two of the opinions, but there is a third opinion. Vitisbara, Rabbi Yossi, my Kosovar. Rabbi Yossi said they were Yisraelim Yuchasim. Rabbi Yossi said they were people from a Jewish tradition who had a pure family heritage. Well, what is Rabbi Yossi's opinion? E Kosovar, E Koshira Bepeh. If the primary form of song were vocal, then be'avodim sakya, it would have been enough to have slaves. E kosavar ikar shira b'kli, if the primary form of shira were through the vessels, then levim bo'inon, you would have to have someone from Shevet Levi, you would have to have levim, not Yisraelim, being that the tasks of the primary tasks of the sacrificial process were given over primarily to the Kohanim and the Leviim. How could it be suggested that Yisraelim would be present, even if they happened to be Miuchasim? The Gemara answers, Li'olom Kosovar Ikor Shiro Bepeh, the primary form of music is vocal. Well, with that in mind, then I can understand how there's room to have all other kinds of people. Now the question is, why? And here the issue is, if you see someone on the platform, can or what conclusions can you arrive at as a result of their presence on the duchan, on the platform? Platform that had the instrumentalists. Mandi Omar Avodim Hoyu, the opinion that says that the instrumentalists that were on the platform were or could be slaves. So Kosovar, he is of the opinion, Ein malin miduchan lo liyuchsin v'lo lemaisers, that you shall not reach any conclusion regarding family heritage, yuchsin, which, as we said before, has bearing on who can marry those people. And if you're saying that you can't come to any conclusions, then just because you saw someone playing on the platform in the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean you can have him marry into your family. V'loi l'maisus, and likewise, since this opinion says that Avodim could have been the instrumentalist, you cannot come to any conclusions regarding giving him a tithe, a tithe of produce, for the maisus tithe. Mandomar levium hoyu, according to the opinion in the Mishnah that the instrumentalists were Leviim, Kosovar, well, he is of the opinion, Ma'alin miduchan, bein liyuchsin, bein lemaisus, that you can come to conclusions based on who you see on that duchan, whether it be for family purity considerations, or as well regarding giving them tithes. According to this opinion, if one of those people comes to the granary to receive a tithe, you can give it to him, knowing that he is a Levi. And if you want him to marry into your family, you can rest assured that he is of clear family heritage, and he can marry into your family. Uleman yomar Yisraelim hoyu, according to the opinion that the instrumentalists were not from the tribe of Levi. On the other hand, they were not slaves. Kosovar, so he is of the opinion, Malim miduchan liyuchsin, you can come to the conclusion by whoever is on that duchan, on the platform holding the instrumentalists for marriage purposes. V'lo lemaisers, however, no conclusions regarding giving them the meiser tithe, which is designed to be given to Leviim. Before going further in the Gemara, let's just glance at the outside margin under our No Say heading, where you see Machlokes Rabbi Meir v'Chachomim Ishir Ma'akev Es HaKorban. We'll see a Tanaic controversy whether the presence of the song during the sacrificial process is a necessary element, or the Korban would be acceptable even without it. The Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. As you can see, this appears in a frame, as do all Tanaic sources in Gemara markings. Hashir Ma'akev es HaKorban, Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, the shir, the song, is a binding element of the Korban procedure. The Chachomim Oimrim, Eino Ma'akev. The Chachomim disagree and say that the Korban will be acceptable even without the shir. My Taimo de Rabbi Meir. Notice with our markings we've highlighted with a squiggle underline this expression, and a few lines later you can see the Rabbanon also squiggle underline, where we'll be addressing each one of their points of view. So, my time of the Rabbi Meir, what is the basis for Rabbi Meir saying that shir is ma'akev, it's a binding element? Diyor makro, vetno es halavim, nisunim, la'aron, ulevonov, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, la'avoid es avodas b'nei Yisrael b'oyel moed, ulechaper al b'nei Yisrael. So this pasuk is mentioning that the Levim were assigned to the Kohanim in the achieving of atonement, and we make a comparison based on this pasuk. Ma kapora ma keves, just like kapora, atonement is a binding element of korbanos. Elsewhere, the Gemara says that the ikur kapora is through the sprinkling of the blood. Of the blood of the sacrifice. So just like the sprinkling of the blood is a binding element in order for a korban to be kosher, af shira me'akeva, so too the song is binding. So this is all seen in the fact that this pasuk, which mentions the Levim and they're being given over to service in the Beis HaMikdash, is part of the kapora process, the atonement process. And the role of Levim, obviously, was to be in charge of the shira. V'rabbanan, Hahu li'idoch the Rebbe Loza. The Rabbanon who say that the song is not binding, they learn this pasuk for another din of Rebbe Loza's. The Omer Rebbe Loza, ma kapora bayom af shiro bayom. Just like atonement, which is achieved through the sprinkling of the blood, must be done during daytime hours, as opposed to after sundown. Af shiro bayom, so too shiro is done by day, but during the daytime hours and not at night. Before continuing in the Gemara, let us glance at the Nosei Mivne heading that appears in the outside margin of our Gemara. You'll notice a triangle with a colored in tip is featured. These are Deos Bemahu HaMokur LeIkur Shira Min HaTorah, opinions as to what is the source in the Tanakh for song as being part of the sacrificial ceremony. You will notice that there are lots and lots of these triangles. They continue to the top of Amud Beis. They all represent different opinions as to what the source for Shira is in the Torah. The Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Minayin le'ikr Shira min haTorah. What is the source for Shira in the Torah? Shenamar, the pasuk says, V'sheires b'shem Hashem Elokov. That is the pasuk. Ezu sheirus, what service is there shebeshem, that is through words, and in which we mention the Almighty's name? Havi omer zeshira, that would be accomplished through the singing of song that contains in it the name of the Almighty. The Amo Nesias Kapayim, maybe service using the name of the Almighty is not a reference to Shira's song of Korbanos, but rather the blessing that the Kohanim bestow unto the people. Answer, how do I know that it's not a reference to Nesias Kapayim? Midichti, from the fact that the Pasuk says, L'shor so ulevorech b'shmo, it says that there is service and there is blessing. There is then Michlal de Birkas Kohanim, which is referenced by the term Levorech Bishmo, Lav Sheirusu. It's not Sheirus. And therefore the Pasuk that we saw two lines above, Vesheires B'Shem Hashem Elokov, is not a reference to Brocha. Brocha, which once again was Birkas Kohanim, the priestly blessing, or otherwise known as Nesias Kapayim, but rather Sheires B'Shem Hashem is a reference to song. Rav Maton Amar Mehocha, he chooses the following source. You'll see in the course of the Gemara that we've squiggle underlined this word Mehocha as it repeats itself every time, each additional time a source is brought. So he says that from here one learns Shira min haTorah. Tachas shelo avadto es Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvetuv levav. So in this pasuk, there's a reference to avoda, service, and it mentions b'tuv simcha tuv levav. A zo he avoda she b'simcha uvetuv levav. What can be described as service in the Beis Hamikdash as being done with joy and goodness of heart? Heve Omer, Zeh Shira. That would describe Shira. The Rashi explains, you'll notice in the Rashi there's a little star that we've drawn in, where we've also written in a Dibur Masl Zeh Shira. Ein Odom Shor Shira Elamitoch Simcha V'tuv Levav. A person doesn't sing songs. He doesn't perform Shira unless he's in that state of mind of Simcha, of joy, and Tuv Levav, and happiness of heart. Dichtiv hine avdi yorunu mituv lev. We see that tuv lev is the source of yorunu, which is song. The Gemara asks, who says that from here you see that avoda is accomplished through song? Avoda meaning the sacrificial service in the Beis Hamikdash. V'emo divrei Torah dichtiv. Maybe this tuv simchan tuv levav is a reference to the learning of Torah. The pasuk says, "Pigute Hashem Yisharim Misamchei Lev." The commandments of Hashem are straight and are a source of joy. So that in our pasuk that said that Tachaser Shelo Avadato As Hashem Alakecha Bezimcha Tuv Levav, that's not a reference to the Avodas Hamikdash, but rather it's a reference to the study of Torah. The Gemara rejects this and says, Misamchei Lev Ikri, Tuv Lo Ikri. Torah can be referred to as Misamchei Lev, but not Tov. This pasuk mentions Misamchei Lev, and it doesn't mention Tov. The Amor, maybe the pasuk that we thought is a source for Shira, is a reference to Bikurim, Dichtiv V'samachta B'chol HaTov. Rashi says, Emo bikurim, v'hochi komakro, tachaser shlo hevesa bikurim. The pasuk that Rav Matana cites, tachaser shlo avadito, is a reference to the bringing of the first fruits to the Beis Hamikdash and given to the Kohanim, and not a reference to the performance of Shira during the Avodas Hamikdash. So the Gemara says, Toiv ikri, tuv levov lo ikri. The Bikurim is referred to by the term Tov, but not Tuv Levav. And the Pasuk that Rav Matana cited is Tuv Levav, hence it doesn't refer to Bikurim. You'll notice that we have a bracketed section that appears now, and there's a bracket length indicator that appears to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, after which another triangle appears with a colored-in tip. As we indicated earlier, that will be an additional source for Shira, for the korbanos, that Shira is necessary for a sacrificial offering. However, in the brackets, the discussion revolves around, how do I know that Bikurim require Shira? On the inside margin of our Gemara, there's a little star with a note that says, Achrei HaSugrayim, after the bracketed section, HaGemara Mamshicha Im Deois Beinyan Mokur Leikur Shira Min HaTorah. As we mentioned, Chizkiah, who appears after the brackets, will be another source from where do I know that Shira is ordained by the Torah. Besoch HaSugrayim, HaGemara Mivaras Minayim LeBikurim Shituunin Shira. Within the bracketed section, the Gemara will be asking, from where do I know that the bringing of the Bikurim, the first fruits, which are a gift given to the Kohanim, that also entails Shira. So the Gemara, in the brackets, Amar Rav Matana, Minayim LeBikurim Shituunin Shira. Now, there's an assumption right now that Bikurim is brought from fruits and not from beverage. So, how do I know Bikurim requires Shira? Asya Toiv Toiv Mehocha. We have a word comparison. If you just look to the immediate right-hand side of our Gemara, you'll notice we have arrows. The arrows tell you to connect the points mentioned in the last few lines in which these arrows appear. So Rashi explains, Toiv, Toiv, Ksiv Hocha B'chol HaToiv, it says with regard to Bikurim, V'samach B'chol HaToiv, which is a posuk by the bringing of the first fruits that are given to the Kohanim. Uksiv B'shira, and in the context of Shira, it said, B'simcha U'v'tuv Levav. So, we see Tov appearing in both contexts. Hence, I know that Bikurim also has Shira. The Gemara asks, Eini, is this so, that Bikurim, which we think right now is a reference to the bringing of fruits as opposed to beverage, Eini, is it so that fruits will entail Shira? V'homer of Shmuel, Barnach, Meini, Omer of Yoinoson, Minayin, She'ein, Oimrim, Shira, Elo, Al-Hayayin. Before we go too much further, just notice that we're in the midst of a long question. You can see the length of the question is to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, an encircled kuf with a vertical descending dashed line. So the question lasts all of these lines, and it is, from where do we know that Ein Omrim Shira L'Yayin, that Shira song is recited only together with wine? Shenemar v'tomer lehem hagefen hechdalti es tiroshi ha-mesameach elokim v'anoshim. That's the posuk. Im anoshim mesameach elokim b'me mesameach. If a man achieves joy through the geffen, through the vine, which is the source of wine, how does the Almighty experience simcha, joy? Nikan shein omrim shira elo al hayayin. From this pasuk, we see that shira, which is kiviyochol, a source of joy for the Almighty, is recited only together with wine. This pasuk speaks about simcha for man and for the Almighty. We know that simcha for man is achieved through wine, and shira is a source of simcha for the Almighty. So we see that simcha is that shira is associated only with wine, not on fruits. So the question right now is, how can you say that Bikurim, which we think is a reference to fruits, how can Shira be recited on Bikurim when Shira is recited only on wine? So the Gemara answers, Mishkachas law, you can have, in fact, a meeting of the two, namely Bikurim in the form of wine. Kidetoni Rav Yossi. As Rav Yossi explains, Pri atomevi viatomevi mashkin. Bikurim is supposed to be brought from fruits, not from beverages. Hevi anovim vidorchon minayin. Let us say a person brought grapes. Rabbeinu Gershom says that he brought grapes to Yerushalayim and pressed them into wine before he came to the Azora. How do we know that that wine will be brought as Bikurim? Talmud Lomar, Tovi. From the word Tovi, we learn that the wine, or the grapes that he brought to Yerushalayim and pressed them, made them into wine, that wine is to be brought as Bikurim. So we learn that from Tovi. So it's in this context that the Bikurim that Rav Matana referred to would require Shira. So it's an example of wine, which is being brought as Bikurim, and since it's wine, so over it, Shira is recited. Now, Chizkia, as we mentioned earlier, we're going back to sources for Shira by the sacrificial ceremony. Chizkia Amar Mehocha, from the following we know that Ikur Shira is min HaTorah, that the basis of Shira is found in Psukim. Uche nanyohu sar halavim b'maso yosor b'maso ki mevin hu. Al tikri yosur, don't read the word yosur as such, elo yoshir. So this pasuk is mentioning that this Hananyo, which is a name of a Levi official, would participate in Shira. Balvuti, Om Rabbi Yochanan. Balvuti is the name of a chacham, of a wise man, who quotes Rabbi Yochanan, says, Mehocha, from the following we can see a source for Shira in Psukim. La'avoid, avoidas, avoida. Ezehu, avoda, shetzricha, avoda. What can be described as a source of service that it itself requires service. Heve Omer Zu Shira. That's a reference to Shira. Rashi explains, Shira Tzorich Avodas Korban. Shira needs the sacrificial ceremony to be taking place. She'eino ne'mar elo al hayayin. Shira is recited only with the offering of wine, al niske korban, with the pouring of the wine that's brought after a sacrifice is brought. Kidichtiv uskatem b'chatzosros al olo seichem. So from here, la'avod, avodas avoda, we learn that there is shira. Shira, of course, on korbonus. Rav Yitzchok Amar Mehocha Su Zimra Usnu Soif Kinor Noim Im Nevel. From here we see that Shira is accounted for in the Tanakh. The Pasuk says Su Zimra, this is a reference to song. Rav Nachum Yitzchok Amar Mehocha Yisu Kolom Yoronu Begaoin Hashem Tzohalu miyom. Rashi says, Tzohalu miyom, Yitzhalu b'shir beis hamikdash, Yoser mi tzohalas yam suf. So there's a noise or a sound that is greater than the sound of the sea. And this is a reference to the sound of song. V'tana maisi lo mehocha. A Tanaic source brings a basis for shira from the following. The pasuk says, "Ulivnei kohos lo nosan ki avudas akidish aleim bekosef iso." Mimashma shenemar, from the fact that the pasuk says bekosef, bekosef means there's on one's shoulder. Eini yodea shi iso. Don't I understand that the role of bnei kohos, of the children of kohos, who was one of the sons of Levi? If you say that his job is on the shoulder, don't I understand that it's a reference to carrying things? Ma toma lomer yiso. Why does the pasuk have to use the word yiso if you already told me that the avodas hakodesh aleim bekosef, that their service with regard to the mishkan was through their shoulder? Obvious, it's through carrying things on their shoulder. So why does the pasuk add the word yiso? Ma toma lomer yiso. So what does yiso teach me? Ein yiso el loshem shira. The word yiso is an expression referring to song. V'chein hu omer se'u zimra usnu saif. You see the word se'u together with zimra. The omer, another pasuk says yisu koilam yoronu, that they shall raise their voices in song. So from this pasuk uvnei kos lo nosan ki avodas hakodesh and bekosef yiso. From this pasuk, we see that avodas hakodesh, the service of korbanos, is accomplished together with yiso, which is a reference to song. Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Amar Mehocha, Moshe Yedaber Voelukim Yanenu Bekoil. Now it should be pointed out that Moshe was a Levi, and we learn from here Al Iske Koil. Rashi at the top of Yud Aleph Omid Beis. Rashi says, Al Iske Kol, Shaya Mitzaveu Lishoru Lefi Shemoshe Levi Hoya. The Almighty commanded Moshe to participate in song, as Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi from the tribe of Levi, those who were assigned to the area of song. Rav Ashi Omer Mehocha, Vayi Keachad Lamachatzrim Umashorim Lashmir Kol Echad. So from this pasuk you see that there was a mechatzrim, which is an instrument that was played, and meshorim, songsters. Rabbi Yonason Omar Mehocha Velo Yomusu Gam Heim Gam Atem. That's a pasuk. The pasuk deals with the members of the tribe of Levi, which includes Levim and Kohanim, and we learn as follows: Ma Atem Bavodas Mizbeach. Just like you, the Kohanim, are the pronoun Atem is a reference to the Kohanim. Their Kohanim role is through altar service of sacrifices. Af Heim Lulavim as well, Be'avoidas Mizbeach. So too, they had an association with the offering of sacrifices, and that was through song. Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a Tanaic source that uses this source this pasuk of like Rabbi Yonasan did, "V'lo yomusu gam heim gam atem, atem b'shelohem, v'heim b'shelohem b'misa," which means if a kohen does shelohem, sings, which was their role, the role of the Levi, or they, the Levi, v'heim b'shelohem, the Levi attempts to offer a sacrifice, like the sprinkling of the blood of a sacrifice, that would result in misa. In other words, the switching around of roles, a Kohen role for a Levi role, and vice versa, would be a sin, carrying with it a penalty of death at the hands of heaven. Another point, heim b'shelohem, einon b'misa. Within the realm of Levium, there were two major roles. One was of song, and the other was in charge of closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. So this point is saying that a Levi that is assigned to singing, that engages in the other task of a Levi, the closing of the doors, is not punishable by Misa, by death at the hands of heavens, however, Elo Bazhora, but it is considered a violation of a negative command. Omar Abaye. Now, we circle Abaye's name for the purpose of emphasis as we go on in the Gemara. We're going to want to refer to this Shita. Before we go too much further, we should take advantage of the Nosei, the topic heading, before we read Abaye's point. On the outside margin, the Nosei is Koyanim Levi'im Shechlifu Tafkidim. The switch of roles between a Kohen and a Levi. And the second point is Levi'im Ulevi'im Sho'arim Im Meshorim Shechlifu Tafkidim. Sho'arim are people that are in charge of the gates, with the Meshorim, those are the songsters who switched roles. So a gatekeeper that switched roles and started to sing, or a singing Levi took over the role of gatekeeping. So we said in our source that would result only in a violation of a negative command. Now Abaye says, Omar Abaye, Nikitinon, Mishorer, Shishi Ayer, Bishel Chavero, Bemisa. You'll notice this is unique. This is not what we saw in the source, but Abaye says that a Mishorer, a singing, a Levi assigned to song. Rashi points out that Abaye simply doesn't hold of the Tanaic source that we had just learned, because he goes further. He says that if a Mishorer Shishir, a song Levi, a singing Levi, closes the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, which is the other role of Levium, that is B'misa. That carries with it a penalty of death at the hands of heaven. Shenemar, V'hachoynim lifnei ha-mishkon kedmo lifnei oyel mo'ed mizrocha Moshe v'Aaron v'hazor ha-korev yumos. My zor. What is the reference in this pasuk? What is the word zor referring to? Zor is, generally speaking, literally means a stranger, but it means a non-kohen. So ilema zor mamish. If this pasuk that says Vazor HaKorev Yumos is a reference to a real Zora, namely a person that is a non-Kohen, well, that information that a Zar HaKorev, a Zar that tries to offer sacrifices, is Chayev, death penalty, Hoksiv Chanozimno, there's another pasuk in the Torah that deals with that. Rashi says, Bahahi Parsha Sogufa, in this very section of the Torah, that point is already made. Elolav zor de oisa avoda. Zor means he's a stranger with regard to that particular role. So what did the pasuk say? It says hazor hakorev yumos. That means if someone who is not ordinarily a gatekeeper, who is rather a Levi who is in charge of song, or whose role is to be a singer or instrumentalist, that he then does the role of the other one, another. He closes the gates, which is for him a strange or non-accustomed activity, hence he could be referred to as a czar. If he's a songster and he does the other activity of closing the gates, that would be considered a czar. And in the pasuk it says, "Vazor ha-korev yumos," that it carries with it a death penalty, death at the hands of heaven. Mesve, we raise an objection from a Tanaic source. Meshorer Shashir, that's a songster that takes care of the gates. Umeshoer Shishorer, or a gatekeeper that involves himself in song, Einon b'misa elo b'hasara. Notice we've dashed on the Einon b'misa, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. Try to align this with the previous arrow line, and you see we dashed underline there, b'misa. So this source is challenging what Abaye said. So, and Abaye is an Amora, so what does he do with regard to this source? The Gemara answers, Tanoi hi. The issue is a machloikes tanoyim. Maisa Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya sholach l'sayav agofes tlosus etzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yeshua bar Chananya was a Levi. He went to help in the closing of the gates. He went to help Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, who was also a Levi. Omar Loi. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Yeshua, Beni chazor lachorecha, retract. In other words, disdain from what you are about to do. Sha'ato min ha'mishor, you Rabbi Yeshua are a songster. Velo min ha'mishor arim, and not from the gatekeepers. So you should not be coming to help me. So my laugh, the whole komifligi, the mar sovar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, who did not want Rabbi Yeshua to even help him, figures mi sahi, that a gate person who does song or vice versa is guilty of death. V'gozru bo rabbonon, and someone who comes to assist, in other words, not to be the main accomplisher of that particular job, but comes to assist, and he's assisting outside of his realm, as in this story we have a songster assisting with gatekeeping, that is under rabbinic restriction. In other words, don't be a misayeya, don't be a helper of. Umar sovar azhorahi, Rabbi Yeshua would tell you that if you switch roles, the one who switches the role himself is only in violation of a negative command. In other words, if he does a switched role by himself, he's in violation of only a negative command. The lo gozru bo, and if you want to come and help in that, which is a subsidiary position, there isn't even a rabbinic restriction in being a helper of the other activity. So that is a point. We tried to say that the issue of Meshorer Shishir, which was what Abaye and the Tanaic source above were speaking about, and they seem to be at odds with one another, maybe it's a result of a Machlokes Tanoim, where Abaye, who said B'misa, holds that if one switches his job, he is b'misa, and that would seem to conform to Rabbi Yochanan Gudgada's approach. And the Tanaic source that we saw above that says eino b'misa, that would seem to go along with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's approach. The Gemara here says loy. That what we just tried to do to set up the issue that Abaye was talking about as a machlokes tanoim is not so. The Kule Almo Azhora. Everyone will agree. Not like Abaye. Everyone, meaning all the Tanoim we saw above, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya and Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, they will both agree that it's only if a Levi switches his role, he is only guilty of a negative command. Mar Sover Messiah Gozu Beirabonon. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, who told Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to retract, is of the opinion that even to help is a problem concerning which the Rabbanan rule, don't come to help. Umar Sofer and Rabbi Yeshua, who wanted to come and help, held lo gozru be Rabbanan, to come as a helper is it not under a rabbinic restriction. To be the sole performer of a switched activity, that would be a negative command, but to come to help in a role that is not yours, that is not under any rabbinic restriction. You notice we have a slash mark in the Gemara that indicates that which follows is a new discussion. On the outside margin under our no say heading, we have written Haim Oilas Nidvas Tzibor Kagon Keitz Hamizbeach Boi Shira Oiloi. Is it so that voluntary public offerings, and an example of a voluntary public offering would be an oilas nidvas sibor. This is brought from funds that are from Beis HaMikdash funds that are spent on the purchase of korbanos when the mizbeach is experiencing downtime, so as to not create an appearance of lack of sacrificial activity if there weren't obligatory korbanos being brought. These voluntary public sacrifices would be brought. Those are called oilas nidvas tzibur. So what we want to know is, do those types of sacrifices require the recitation of Shira when they are being offered? Voi Ravin, oilas nidvas tzibur teuna shira o eina teuna shira. Does this oilas nidvas tzibur require song or not? And the Gemara goes on, giving us the two sides of the question, which in our markings we always illustrate Aleph, and then Oy Dilma, you can see squiggle underline here a few lines later, Beis, the other side of the question. So on the one hand, Oy Loi Sechem Omar Rachmona, the Torah speaks about a song being said with Olo Sechem, Echad Oylas Choyva VeEchad Oylas Nedava. The word Olo Sechem can be looked at as a general expression referring to both kinds of ola, obligatory ola offerings. For example, the daily korban tamid, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel vayim, were ola offerings, and they certainly require shira. So, they, as well as voluntary type olos, as we mentioned, the olas nidvas tzibur, they too are under the heading of olo seichem. O Dilma, or possibly Olo Sechem Dukulu Yisrael Ko'amar Rachmona. The word Olo Sechem simply means the Olos that are brought by the entire nation of Israel. For example, the Tomet Shel Shachar, Tomet Shel Bein Arbayim, those are Olos of all of Israel. But not to suggest that Olo Sechem includes voluntary type Olos as well. Before going further in the Gemara, you notice an appearance of triangles, and there are lots and lots and lots of these triangles as you skim down the page, appearing in alternating directions. So under our Mivneh heading in the outside margin, you will notice we featured a triangle, and we've indicated this is a ma'akav, an attempt to keep track. The point facing upwards are Nisyonos Lifshod Hashelo Lekivun Debo Yishira. With the point facing up, the attempt is to suggest that Olas Nidvas Tzibur would require Shira. With the point facing down, that's Lekivun the low boy Shira. That would be in a direction suggesting that they would not require Shira. So after the question has been asked, we now try to resolve it. Toshma. Vayomer Chizkiyo Lahalois Ha'oilo Ube'es Hechel Ha'oilo Hechel Shir Hashem V'hachatzotzros Ayidei Klei David Melech Yisrael. The pasuk creates the impression that the public asked the king Chizkiyo, and he answered them, "Go ahead and do it." And in this pasuk, there was a reference to the shir, "Hai shira my avidite." What's the nature of the shira in this pasuk? If it's the shira that accompanies an obligatory Ola offering, Lama Lilim Luchi. Why did they have to consult the king whether or not to do it? It's an obligation, so you do it anyway. Elo Lav, the Oilas Nedava. It must be a voluntary type offering. And they asked the king, they consulted with him whether they should do Shira. And he said, go ahead and do it. So this would show us that there is a shira expectation with regard to voluntary korbanos. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo. Rabbi Yossi rejects this and says, oilas rosh chodesh have. It was the ola of rosh chodesh, of the beginning of a month, which requires a special ola offering, which is an obligatory offering. V'ko mibaya laho mihuk berosh chodesh bizmano de likrav oiloi. And regarding the issue of what did they need to consult with the king for, their consultation was to establish whether Rosh Chodesh was established on time, and if it were, so then that would mean that today we are to offer the korban, which is obligatory, or not, where maybe today is not officially established as Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we won't offer the sacrifice. However, as far as Rav Yosef's rejection is concerned, we don't see any indication of voluntary korbanos requiring shira. Omar le Abaye. Abaye responds to Rav Yosef, and he says, "Umi motzis amris hachi." How can you say that this pasuk with Chizkiyo from Divrei Yomim Beis Perek Choftes was referring to Rosh Chodesh at all? Foksiv biyom shisha asar lachodesh harishon vayomer Chizkiyo la'alos ha'olah lamizbeach. The pasuk speaks about the 16th of the month. That's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of a month, not the 16th of the month. Elo Omar Romi Brei Dravyeva Keves Habo Im Ha'oimer Komei Bayalahu. The 16th of the month, of the first month, that's the 16th of Nisan. Nisan is considered the first month of the calendar, of the Jewish month cycle. So the 16th of Nisan, we also know, is the day on which the Korban Omer was brought. The Omer was a grain offering. And along with the grain offering, an animal was brought. It's called the Keves Haboi Ma'omer. So what they were asking, and by the way, that's an obligatory, it's an obligatory offering. So what were they consulting with the king for in that case? They were asking him, Mi kova Rosh Chodesh Bismano de Likrav Olo. Was Rosh Chodesh 2 weeks and a little bit more earlier established? Let us say, was it established 16 days ago, today being the 16th, and therefore it is the time for offering this obligatory keves that comes with the Omer? Or, they asked, was Rosh Chodesh not established on time, but rather delayed by a day, and hence today is not the time for offering the keves? So, once again, we don't see any evidence that a voluntary korban requires shira. Maskit lo Rav Avya. Rav Avya asks on this last answer that they were consulting with the king regarding the Omer. Why do they have to bother consulting with the king if that's what their question is? The lechsi Pesach hechi ovid matzo hechi ochil. If we're talking about the issue of the 16th of Nisan, they much more easily could have just seen, what did they do 2 days ago? Did they offer the Korban Pesach? Or they could ask about two nights ago, were they eating matzah, which is characteristic of the Seder night, which is the night of the 15th. Now here we're at the daytime of the 16th. They could easily have established, if 2 days ago they offered the Korban Pesach, then today is the 16th, because the Korban Pesach was offered on the 14th of Nisan. Elo Omar Rav Ashi, midi dehavi ashlicha de tzibura de mamlech. The turning to the king wasn't turning to him in order to ask a formal question, but rather it's the same way that a person who is going to lead the prayers, lead as a shliach tzibur, lead the davening, he asks he'll ask the rav, or he'll ask the gabai, the person in charge of the shul, he'll ask, should I start davening? So now that we've come to this pshat, that the case of that the questioning involved a matter of etiquette or of proper behavior, you can say that it wasn't necessarily the keves habo im ha'omer. You could say it was an oilas chova, which is the daily korban tamid that's brought every day. Midi dehavi ashlicho detzibur demamlich. All they were asking the king there is, should we go ahead and offer it? Not because it's a matter of option, but that's a matter of decorum, of etiquette, that before processing something, you consult and say, should we go ahead and do it? Even though, of course, they would do it. Toshma. So we continue trying to discover, it may be that Olas Nidvas Tzibur also requires Shira. So we have the following Tanaic source, and at the end of this Toshma, we will try to show that something that's of an optional nature also has Shira. The source says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megaglin Schus Liom Zakai, V'chovo Liom Chayav. positive things are associated with positive days, and negative events are associated with negative days. What that means is illustrated as we continue reading. Amru, kishecharav habayis barishayna, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, oysa hayon tisha b'av haya, it was the ninth of Av, umotsoi Shabbos haya, it was Sunday, it was like Saturday night, Sunday, umotsoi shvius haya, it was the first year after a Shemitah cycle, it was after the Shemitah year, means the first year of a new Shemitah cycle. Umishmarto shayahoyriv hoysa, it was the destruction took place during the service group named Yehoyoriv. That was the name of one of 24 different service groups that served over the course of a year in the Beis HaMikdash. The Hoyu Kayanavim Oimdim al Duchanim Baum Shira. The Kayanavim were there saying Shira. Umashira Amru, Vayoshev Aleim Es Oinam Uvrosam Yatzmi Sein. That is a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tzadi Dalet, Pasuk Chok Gimel. If it's familiar to some of you, this Pasuk comes from what we say in the daily davening, the daily prayer service. At the end, at the conclusion of the davening, we say what's called the Shir Shel Yom. This Pasuk is from the Shir Shel Yom Ravi, from the Wednesday special passage that said that. And the source goes on to say, "V'lo hispiku lomar yatzmi seim Hashem Elokeinu." The continuation of the pasuk, they didn't finish saying it. Ad shebo oivim v'kovshum, until the enemy came. In that case, it was the Babylonian destroyers, Babylonian enemy, until they came into the Beis Hamikdash, v'kovshum, and captured them. V'chein b'shniyon, likewise with regard to the second Beis Hamikdash. So now we want to focus on the main point for right now. Hai shira mai avidite. What is the nature of the shira that we dashed underlined two lines above? If it's the obligatory daily korban ola offering, mi havoi, was it even there on the 9th of Av, the year of the destruction of the temple? Ha b'yud zayin b'tamuz batel atomi. We know that on the 17th of Tammuz, which was 3 weeks earlier, the daily offering was ceased to be offered. El olav the oilas nedava. Rather, you'll have to conclude that there was shira along with a voluntary offering that they happened to be offering at that point. So we would see from here that Olas Nedava does require Shira. The Gemara rejects this. V'tizbara. Maishno de Olas Chova de lo Havoi, umaishno de Olas Nedava Havoi. Why would you conclude? What enables you to conclude that an Olas Chova there wasn't, but an Olas Nedava there was? The Gemara says, Ha lo Kasha. That isn't really a question. Ben Bokor Akroi Bealma, who this Rami Lahu? They happen to chance upon an animal to offer. A Ben Bokor happens to be a calf. And in fact, a calf is something that's not fit to be brought as the daily Korban Tomit. Tomit Shel Shachar, Tomit Shel Ben Abayim, was brought from Tzon, from light. Light animals, sheep, goats, not from cows. So, as far as the question, how can you suggest that it was an olas nedava and not an olas chova? So, we'll tell you that really the korbanos had the daily offerings ceased, and how they could chance upon an olas nedava because they chanced upon a calf that they decided to bring then and there to as an offering, as a voluntary offering. However, Omar Rova Vitem Ravashi Vitisbra, but still, we have to raise a question here. Shira de Yomei, if you're telling us that the source was talking about Motsoi Shabbos, that means you're talking about Sunday. Sunday is the day after Shabbos. The Shir of Sunday is Lashem Horatzim Loa. That's from a different passage of Tehillim, from Perek Chav Gimel, from Chav Dalet. Vayoshev Alem Es Oino B'Shir de Arbo V'Shabbos Hu. The pasuk that they in fact said was a Wednesday shira. Elo ayola be'alma hu denofa luhu bepumayu. Ayola or alya is a dirge. They weren't saying the shira as formal shira, but as a dirge. And therefore, you can't conclude from here anything with regard to issues of Shira. Question, Va'oimdim al Duchonam Katani. It says they were standing on the platform, which would indicate that it was a formal Shira. The Gemara says, no, Kidere Shlokish, the Omar, Oimim Shira, Shelo al HaKorban. You can nevertheless have a Shira recited even without any sacrifices offered. So again, you can't come to a conclusion regarding the fact that they said Vayeshev Aleim Es Oinom that there's Shira for Oilas Nedava. Frek the Gemara asks, Ihochi ba Oilas Nedava Nami Lema. Well then if you're saying if like Reish Lakish that you can say Shira Shalal Korban, so say Shira even for a voluntary Ola offering. The Gemara says no. Nafik mina churba. If we would say that you could have shira said for an olas nedava, and the shira being of a rishus nature, of an optional nature, so nafik mina churba. Rashi says the hadere shlokish rishus hu ve'i is lei leolas nedava birishus. If you would assign song as an option to be recited with an olas nedava osi lemeimer olas chovanami rishus, people would think that the shira recited with an obligatory ola is also optional. Hilchach lo amrinon shir legamri benedava. Therefore, we abstain from saying shira altogether with a voluntary korban ola. The Gemara asks, "My Havi Allah?" Regarding Rabbi Ovin's original question, what is the way to go? What should we conclude? So the Gemara answers, "Tashma." Now we have an inverted triangle. This will show us in the direction that a voluntary korban will not have shira. Rabbi Detoni, Rav Mori, Braid, Rav Kana. Rav Mori teaches the following Tanaic source: Al Oiloi Seichem v'Al Zivchei Shalmeichem. This pasuk is a pasuk in the context of shira. Ma oila kodesh kadoshim af shalomim kodesh kadoshim. In this pasuk, there's a reference to an ola offering and a shlomim offering. We might as well point out that in general, a shlomim, which sometimes is called a peace offering, is classified as lower level kedusha, as kodesh kodeshim kalim. However, in this pasuk, we have a reference to a korban shlomim together with a korban ola. And just like a korban ola is kodesh kodashim, is high level sanctity, so to the shlomim in this pasuk is a kodesh kodashim, which is a high level sanctity, which the only case of a korban shlomim falling in this category of kodesh kodashim, this is the kivsei atzeres. Kivsei atzeres are the sheep that were brought on the holiday of Shavuos along with the shtei alechem. And we continue in our comparisons, Uma Shlomim Kvula Hemzman, just like Shlomim, that this Pasuk is talking about, is a fixed time, it's brought on the holiday of Shavuos, Af Oila Kavua Lazman. So to the Ola referred to in this Pasuk that speaks about Shira, so too, it is an ola that is brought at a fixed time, which is, of course, an olas chova, an obligatory offering, and to the exclusion of the olas nidvas sibor, which did not come at a fixed time. So in this pasuk, we're learning that the kind of korban that requires shira is the fixed time or the obligatory type sacrifice, as opposed to the Oilas Nidvas Sibor, which was not. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.